gentlemen. Thank you for coming out tonight. You could have been anywhere in the world, but you're here with us. We appreciate that.
I am Seth Peterson.
I am Debbie Hedren.
I'm Rhonda Schwartz.
I'm Josh Roberts.
This is Jesslyn Gilson.
Hello, I'm Victor West.
Hi, this is Charlotte Ross.
Hi, this is Ed Begley Jr.
What's up, you guys? This is AJ from the Backstreet Boys.
Hi, this is Shannon Elizabeth, and you're listening to Talking Pets.
Talking Pets.
And you're listening to Talking Pets.
Talking Pets.
Talking Pets.
With John Patch.
John Patch.
You're listening to Talking Pets with John Patch.
Hello, America, and welcome to Talkin' Pets with your host, John Patch. Join John and his expert guests with all of your pet questions, concerns, comments, and stories. Now it's time for Talkin' Pets with your host, John Patch.
And welcome to Talkin' Pets, heard coast to coast on your favorite radio station. This is Talkin' Pets, and I'm John Patch. Joining us from Doggone Positive is...
Maria Ryan.
Here to answer your training questions and your behavior questions at 818-818-6401. When you call into that number, you'll speak with Sydney, and she'll put you on the air with us. That's 818-818-6401. The show is produced here at the farm by...
Kayla Kavanaugh.
Thank you, Kayla. And brought to you by SCOE 10X, the ultimate odor eliminator. It is phenomenal. It will take out anything. So if you have urine odors or feces or vomit or pet odor or even skunk, it'll take it out. You can purchase it at SCOE10X.com, and it's cheap. SCOE number 10X.com. Also, if you want to bond with your cats like I bond with mine, you want to use Vitacraft. You can find these five-pack saucy terrine snacks called Lick and Lap at Vitacraft.us, Walmart.com, or in pet stores. Don't forget good pets, food supplements, and treats for your dogs. You can get 10% off by putting the word pets in the promo box at goodpetsfoods.com. And join me in Italy. My bucket list, a tour by Colette, 800-581-8942. And the booking number is 1382-009. You can find out more at talkinpets.com. No G in the talkin. This is Talkin' Pets.
She climbs a tree and scrapes her knee. Her dress has got a tear.
She waltzes on her way to mass and whistles on the stair.
And underneath her wimple, she has curlers in her hair.
I even heard her singing in the alley.
She's always late for chapel,
but her penitence is real.
She's always late for everything,
except for every meal.
I hate to have to say it, but I very firmly feel
Maria's not an asset to the Abbey.
I'd like to say a word in her behalf. Maria makes me laugh.
How do you solve a problem like Maria? How do you catch a cloud and pin it down?
That was a nun on steroids.
That was Sister Pat.
You know, it's funny because that's like your trade song now, Maria, when you come on the show.
I know. I mean, for real.
It is so funny, though, because Kayla has never seen The Sound of Music, and she won't watch it.
Why won't you watch it? It's like literally...
It's iconic.
It is, and that's not just because... or older, but it's like really, it's a cool story. It's like, it's just really cool.
It's got everything in it. I mean, it's got music, it's got dance and stuff like that, but it's like, it is a core like story about just about family, about life and
music. If you like music, Kayla.
I don't know, it's not my cup of tea. Music is, but not the movie. I don't know.
See, that's what kills me is when a younger person says it's not my cup of tea, and they've never given it the credit to watch it.
Like I could totally get that because there are like some things I'm not into, and then I'm like, okay, fine, let me watch it.
But you have to be open minded, though. I mean, it's you can't really talk about it if you haven't experienced it. So
yeah, but you can still be like, eh, and then try it. At least try it.
You're one of those people.
Who, me or her?
Both of you.
No, well, it's true because it's like, you know, I mean, I get it. There's some things that you're just like, why? Why?
So are you having...
Really, you should.
Are you having turkey for Thanksgiving?
We actually are. We usually don't. But we're going to do it again this year. You know, all the sides, all that kind of stuff. It's just going to be the two of us. How about you, John?
Yeah, I'm going up to Kayla's. Kayla, so people know, she produces the show from time to time, but she's also my niece. And she's cooking. Are we having turkey?
We are.
Okay.
What are we having, Kayla?
A little bit of everything.
She does a good job. I went last year, and she cooks a lot. I made my mom stuffing, but I'm not doing it this year. But, you know, my mom's stuffing was always traditional.
Yeah.
It's not too hard to make, but, and it's got chicken hearts and gizzards in it, which I love. Grew up on those, you know. I'm a boy from Poland. But so every year the president gets to pardon a turkey or two. And,
never mind. I can't anyway. So, I can't. I'm so sorry.
I know
what you're gonna... This is one of my little ADHD moments about it, but no problem. Continue. So,
yeah, I know. But some of the names, like, for pardoned turkeys, they're pretty bizarre. Like, in 2024, the name was Peach and Blossom, and they came from Minnesota. Then there was Liberty and Belle, came from Minnesota. Mm-hmm. Chocolate and Chip came from North Carolina. Peanut Butter and Jelly came from Indiana. Corn and Cob came from Iowa. Butter and Bread from North Carolina. Peas and Carrots from South Dakota. Drumstick and Wishbone from Minnesota. You know, those are the ones that like to eat the turkeys for sure. Tot and Tater from Iowa. Abe and Honest from California. Cheese and Mac from Ohio. Popcorn and Caramel from Minnesota. Cobbler and Gobbler from Virginia. Liberty and Peace from Minnesota. That was in 2011. In 2010, Apple and Cider. That's kind of cool. California. 2009, it was Courage in Carolina, granted, from North Carolina. 2008, Pecan and Pumpkin. 2007, May and Mayflower. And 2006, Flyer and Fryer.
God, sorry.
Fryer. They were from Missouri. So the names for this year are Sugar and Spice, Pumpkin and Pie, Gobble and Waddle, and Acorn and Squash. I don't know if they were picked yet, but those are the ones that were on the four possibilities. So, which one do you like out of the new ones? Sugar and Spice, Pumpkin and Pie, Gobble and Waddle, Acorn and Squash.
I like Gobble and Waddle because it's different. But, like, I was thinking there should be, like, a New York one. Should be, like, Apple and Pie.
But pumpkin and pie is not bad. You having pumpkin pie, Kayla?
Yep, and I think Emily is making apple crisp.
That did not go over apple well, crisp. But yeah, I guess Gobble and Waddle.
Gobble and Waddle's not bad. I kind of like Sugar and Spice. I don't know. Kind of reminds me of the 80s, Sugar and Spice. I don't know. And everything nice. 818-818-6401. That's the number to call if you got a training question or a behavior question. Maria, when you're cooking turkey, how do you keep your dog off the table from going for it?
Hello.
Are you there? Can you hear me, Miss Maria?
There you are.
I'm there. So,
I couldn't hear anything.
How do you keep your dog from eating the turkey on Thanksgiving Day?
Well, push the turkey all the way back. is one thing, and really most important for, you know, any kind of holidays or gatherings, but especially we're going to have like a feast and you have so much food and so many pets and everybody's super happy and maybe a little drunk, maybe a little something. But, you know, it's important maybe to keep your pets, you know, crated and so that they've got something, a safe place. And give them like some kind of enrichment toy so they have something to do also.
Because one of the things, like if you have people coming over and you especially have strangers coming over here and you got a dog like a Labrador or, you know, a retriever, ones that like to always be the center of attention, that could cause some havoc. So it is good to have a safe place for the dog to hang out, whether it's your room or a crate or whatever. But, you know, if your dog is well-behaved and you don't think they're going to cause any kind of trouble, that's a different story. But,
well, yeah, that's different. But they still might need their own little space to go to. And I think that's important. I don't think you should segregate them and put them in a room and close the door, because that makes dogs go nuts. And even cats, too. So, because they're like, what am I missing? They're constant FOMO. Especially dogs.
What does FOMO mean?
Fear of missing out.
Thank you.
Yeah, no problem.
So, if you're not listening to the show right now, you're FOMO. So, call us, 818-818-6401.
You're not FOMO, dude. But
this is Talkin' Pets.
Progressive knows there are two things RV owners love. To travel and relax. And they like to take both nice and slow. Just like this commercial. And what's more relaxing than the peace of mind knowing their RV is protected by Progressive? Now here comes the fast part. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates.
Hi friends, John Patch here. As host of Talkin' Pets, I get asked all the time if I know of a pet odor elimination product that actually works. It's called SCOE 10X, the best odor elimination product made. Because SCOE 10X actually eliminates bad pet odor like urine, feces, and vomit. Even skunk odor is eliminated. And it's 100% money back guaranteed. Take it from me, John Patch. Use SCOE 10X, a pet odor elimination product that actually works. Go to SCOE10X.com today. And that's SCOE number 10X.com. Hello, pet lovers. If you're a cat mommy or a cat daddy like I am, you want to check out Vitacraft. They add to its signature snack for cats with Lick and Lap. It's a smooth jelly and meaty gravy. Both products come in chicken and salmon varieties and also in individual, easy-to-serve tubes sold as a five-pack that allow pet parents to try a new product without a big investment. They work as an in-between meal treat or as a delicious training tool. If you're trying to get your cats to do things that you don't think they can do, this will definitely help. Or a saucy food topper if your cats are real finicky about eating their food, especially, of course, the dry food. It's available online, in pet stores, and you can find it in Walmart stores as well. And don't forget to visit their website, vitacraft.us.
Hi, everyone. Super Bowl champ Vernon Davis here from Legal Help Center. If you've been injured in an accident and think you deserve compensation, listen up, because we have legal professionals standing by right now to answer your questions for free. You can find out if you have a case and how much it's potentially worth. The call is free. The consultation is free. And you can speak with a live agent right now. So if you or someone you know were injured in an accident of any kind, call now to find out if you have a case and how much you could potentially get.
Thanks, Vernon. You heard it, folks. If you've been injured, call and find out how much you qualify for. Call 800-745-9090. That's 800-745-9090. 800-745-9090. Advertisement sponsored by Legal Help Center may not be available in all states.
Are you nearly maxed out on your credit cards? It doesn't matter if you're using your credit cards for fun or to survive. At the end of the month, your statements come in, and you can either pay them or you can't. If you can't, late fees and interest rates get tacked on, and now you're struggling just to make the minimum payment due. Do you feel trapped? Am I talking to you? Good, because I personally researched some companies that can help you. They may be able to reduce your credit card balances by 50% and stop the late fees. If you qualify, please call our special debt hotline number right now for a complimentary, free 5-minute consultation. Deal with your credit card problem now before it gets much worse and put more money back in your pocket. Trust me, I've been there too. Call right now.
800-475-7125. 800-475-7125. That's 800-475-7125.
Turkeys in Wayne County tested positive for high path avian influenza, HPAI, according to the NC Department of Agriculture and Consumer Services. HPAI is commonly referred to as bird flu, according to the Cornell University College of Veterinary Medicine. A turkey breeding operations positive sample was first identified by the NC Department of AG's Veterinary Diagnostic Lab in Raleigh. This case is the first in commercial poultry in the state since January 25. Prior to this, the state had 14... Okay. I'm confused. Prior to this, the state had 14 commercial flocks and 12 backyard flocks impacted by avian influenza. This latest case in Wayne County impacts 9,500 turkeys. I feel like I need to read really fast with this music.
I know.
This specific strain of HPAI is considered a low risk to people, according to the U.S. Centers for Disease Control. However, it is highly contagious to other birds, including commercial and backyard flocks. This virus is not considered a food safety threat, and infected birds do not enter the food supply. According to state veterinarian Mike Martin, this case of HPAI should not impact the ability of turkeys for the upcoming Thanksgiving holiday. In recent months, cases of HPAI have increased across the country, said Martin, with HPAI in the wild bird population and in migratory flyways. Commercial operators and backyard flock owners have remained in heightened watch for any signs of the virus in their flocks. Under HPAI protocols, we will be actively testing other flocks within the 10-kilometer zone in collaboration with our federal and industry partners. Commercial operations and backyard flock owners should continue to follow strict biosecurity measures. If your birds are sick or dying, report it right away to your local veterinarian, the NC Department of Agriculture and Consumer Services Veterinary Division at 919-707-3250 or the NC Veterinary Diagnostic Laboratory System at 919-733-3986. Visit TalkingPets.com for more news and join us on Facebook at Talking Pets Radio. I'm Kayla Kavanaugh. Here you go.
I don't know, the song is kind of like something that gives you the munchies.
Kayla,
yeah.
You watch Family Guy.
You watch Family have, Guy? Yeah.
Oh, okay, well, then you would know.
It's a not much, kinda, but I've watched it.
Peter does that song.
818-818-6401, 818-818-6401. Pick up the phone, give us a call. You got a question about your pets. Happy Thanksgiving to everybody out there. We hope you have a great Thanksgiving Thursday. So the one thing that, you know, happens with dinner, that tryptophan in that turkey just makes you want to at all times. And then you got to scream at, like, the person across the on the other couch, go, wake up! So, anyway.
No, that's nap time.
The games begin!
So, if you want to win a prize, you can go with Vitacraft, you can go with Purr Sticks or Lick and Lap for your cats, you can go with SCOE 10X, the ultimate odor eliminator, and I guarantee that. You can go with Good Pets Foods, Daily Multivitamin, also Daily Probiotic and the Hip and Joint Plus for your dogs, dog treats. You can go with the Pets, Pets, Pets book, which is by Chicken Soup for the Soul, as well as a dog book from Chicken Soup for the Soul. You can go with a CD from Trace Nixon, one of the friends here of Talking Pets, brand new cowboy out there that brought out his cowboy album, country music. You can go with the CD from Gino Sasani, In Cold Blood. It's about reptiles, and it's a music CD about animals. You can go with the collapsible water bowl from Talking Pets. We have a 2026 calendar of slots in different positions. That's that slow animal that moves really, really slow. And you can go with Silly Beads by Kayla. And Kayla, what do we have that they can go with?
Oh, boy.
The dog mom is taken.
We have a keychain that says, all I need is coffee and my dog. We have two pens that are for the NFL. One is Kansas City Chiefs, and the other one is the San Francisco 49ers. We have a badge clip that says, "The best is yet to come," and a Stanley Cup handle charm that is Starbucks.
So if you want to check them out, you can also see them on TalkinPets.com, my website, and you can order them there. They're very, very cheap. So if you want to get them for kids, stocking stuffers, you know what I mean, you can get them at that website by emailing Kayla. So check it out. But the animal sound that you have to identify in order to win a prize, and you can go with one of those by Kayla, if you wish, is this. What creature makes that sound? And I'll give you a hint. Think the nativity set and the three kings. What accompanied them? 818-818-6401, 818-818-6401, and they sound like that. Maria, you know what it is, right?
I do know that you did that. That said, the hint, I thought it was a different kind of hoofed animal like that, but a different.
So guess what Kayla guessed before we came back?
In the nativity scene.
I said nativity scene, and Kayla guessed a goat.
I thought it was a goat, too, when you said that, and then you said the three wise men, and I'm like, oh, it's the other thing.
Yeah, the three wise men showed up with a goat.
I couldn't think of it. It's fine.
So 818-818-6401. Call if you know what it is. 818-818-6401, and you can win a prize. Maybe a stocking stuffer. 818-818-6401. Pick up the phone. Give us a buzz if you know what that sound is, and I gave you some hints on it as well. So we were talking about turkey and the dog and, you know, food and all. One thing I like to do, Maria, is like when you're going to sit down and have your meal, is also feed your dog or your cat or your pet, whatever you may have, at the same time.
Yeah.
So they feel like
we do that.
Yeah. So they feel like they're getting food that you're eating.
Yeah. And like we do that at dinner time for us. It works well for our schedule. And it also like then they're both in their crates and we're eating and we don't have to like deal with, you know, having to worry, oh, is this one begging or the potential or whatever, or if you drop something, you know, it's just so much easier. It's just easier management. And like you said, it just keeps them busy
and it fills their tummy at that time. So they're not going to bother you while you're having dinner.
Yeah. Or are you having turkey and I'm not?
That's why when you're sitting there eating dinner and all of a sudden it's like, do you feed your dog from the table? No, I never feed my dog from the table. But Fido's sitting there staring at you while you're eating your turkey dinner.
Oh, yeah.
Like, I want.
You know, the dog tells on us every time.
100%.
What behavior has this person shaped in this dog?
Well, we're going to take a little break. When we come back, we're going to go for your guesses on what creature makes that sound. 818-818-6401. 818-818-6401. Happy Thanksgiving, everybody out there. This is Talkin' Pets.
Thanks for calling the Veteran Car Donation Program. How can I help you?
Can you come and pick up my car and give me that tax deduction I've heard all about?
Sure. We can pick it up in about 2 business days or less.
Call right now and donate your car to help our veterans. Call 800-640-9509. 800-640-9509. 800-640-9509. Call right now. 800-640-9509.
Progressive's Auto Quote Explorer lets you easily compare direct rates from different insurance companies so you can be confident you're getting the right one, even if it's not with Progressive. Way more confident than you were when you tried online gaming. Who knew 12-year-old boys could be so mean?
And where did they learn to swear like that? 2 hours of losing to these underage trash talkers, and you're starting to question if maybe you really should stick to pickleball and other boomer stuff.
So use Progressive's Auto Quote Explorer and be confident you're getting insurance that's right for you. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Hello, pet lovers. If you're a cat mommy or a cat daddy like I am, you want to check out Vitacraft. They add to its signature snack for cats with Lickin' Lap. It's a smooth jelly and meaty gravy. Both products come in chicken and salmon varieties, and also in individual, easy-to-serve tubes sold as a 5-pack that allow pet parents to try a new product without a big investment. They work as an in-between meal treat or as a delicious training tool. If you're trying to get your cats to do things that you don't think they can do, this will definitely help. Or a saucy food topper if your cats are real finicky about eating their food, especially, of course, the dry food. It's available online, in pet stores, and you can find it in Walmart stores as well. And don't forget to visit their website, vitacraft.us.
Oh, the shark had pretty teeth, did. And he shows them pearly white.
It's another Talking Pets with John Patch Rewind. And just who was John's special guest this time?
And I want to welcome onto the program right now Marcus Dryman, a shark scientist. Dr. Marcus, I presume?
Sure, Dr. Marcus is fine.
Come on, John, just when I thought it was safe to turn on my radio.
That's got to be frightening. I know for me, I'm old enough to remember when Jaws came out, you know, scared the bejeebies out of me of even going in my swimming pool. Okay, so here's a question, too. If a shark bumps you in the water...
But if that happens to me, then I just make my way back to the beach and I stay out of the water for the rest of that day.
Yeah.
Yeah. For the rest of the day and day and day and day.
Probably wouldn't go back.
Okay, but can I bring my bling to the beach?
Flash from a metal object, a quick flash of light from a metal object, mimics the natural kind of flashing of a light on the scale of a fish. So if a shark was in the water near you and you had the sun shining off of a shiny piece of jewelry, a shark might mistake that for a normal type of bait fish that it would pursue. And, you know, you might end up getting a little nip.
That shark bites with his teeth, dear. Scarlet billows, they begin to spread.
Ooh, I almost got nipped. I was in the water and I had my ring on, my engagement ring, and there was a shark in the water. And I saw it. It didn't get anywhere. It was close to me, but not close enough. It didn't bite me or anything. But it, like, swam. I've never swam back to shore faster. I don't think I even knew I could swim that fast. I'm so scared.
Would you say it's safer to go in more shallow water or to go out further in the water?
Truth of the matter is, you know, sharks occupy most of the waters of our entire planet.
So what are you supposed to do if you see a shark
right.
in the water and you're in the water with it?
Yeah, good point.
Yeah, that's a great question. I mean, and I think the answer is different for everybody, right? As a kid, I would stay there and check it out, you know. But my general advice is if you see a shark in the water and you're uncomfortable, just slowly make your way either to the boat or back to the beach.
I know one guy jumped into the canal for a swim and he jumped right into a shark.
This has been another Talking Pets Rewind. Join us at TalkingPets.com on Facebook. I'm Gino Sassani.
I really appreciate it. It was enlightening, and I'm sure a lot of people are either going to go in the water or maybe they're going to stay out of the water, but they got some good tips out of you. You're a fascinating man, I got to tell you, and I'm looking forward to watching Shark Beach with Anthony Mackie, Gulf Coast, and you being on it. Depredation. Could you let the audience know what that is?
You realize that something has bitten your speckled trout in half. That is what depredation is.
What's the feet on your back part of the team?
Hard to find, 'cause daddy never showed her what it looked like.
And once again, you're listening to Talking Pets. Once again, I'm John Patch.
I'm Maria Ryan.
Kayla Kavanaugh.
Pick up the phone, give us a call, 818-818-6401. We have a name that animal sound out there. And we're going to go to the first call, but the second call is Mark. So Mark, stay on the line, because I'll have something for you if caller number one, Leba, gets it correct in Greenwich, Connecticut. Hi, Leba. Happy Thanksgiving.
Hi. Happy Thanksgiving to you, too, baby.
Tell your brother Orville and your nephew that I said hi. And, you know, Christopher Abbott, he's a big movie star, which is really cool.
Of course.
And, you know, tell them I said happy Thanksgiving. Is Christopher coming in for the holiday?
Yes, he is. He's going to see his dad in...
That's good.
That's Florida, good. Right where you are.
Good. Tell him to stop by.
Of course. So, did you give a clue to this?
I did give a clue, and the clue was with this animal sound. Think nativity set and Three Kings. What
How
animal?
About I give it a wild stab. Camel.
A camel?
Yeah.
Congratulations, you got it right. So what do you want to go with? Do you want to go with something, or do you want to pass it on? It's totally up to you. Something you haven't won in the last 90 days. I know you do a lot of pass-ons, but we have some different things here
okay,
now.
Tell me the different things you have.
Well, we have the cat treats from Vitacraft. We also have the dog treats from Good Pets Foods. We have the SCOE 10X, the odor eliminator, which is phenomenal. You can use it on any kind of odors. It'll take it out. We have a CD from Trace Nixon, if you like country music.
Definitely, that one.
You want the CD from Trace Nixon? That's coming out to you then.
Okay.
You're going to like it. He's a nice guy, too. He came onto the show with us, and he's a great, great guy. So,
I love country music anyways.
And we'll get that out to you. Trace Nixon is his name. So you got a CD from Trace coming out to you.
Okay. You have a great Thanksgiving, John.
Thank you, darling. You too. Give my love to the family.
I will.
That's Leva out there in Greenwich, Connecticut. Don't hang up, Leva, so we get your address. But we have Mark holding on. Hey, Mark, are you still holding on in South Carolina?
Yes, sir.
Okay, I'm going to give you an animal sound. Well, I was going to give you an animal sound. But let's see if you could guess what creature this is. And if you can guess it, then you can pick out something of choice of what you would like to go with. I'm trying to think of one that maybe might not be too difficult. But I'll give you a hint with it as well. So, okay, that's too easy. I'm going to go with, wow, so many choices, Mark, but I guess I'm going to go with this one because, and I'll give a reason why.
Maybe. Hello? Hello?
I gave the sound. This is the sound, Mark. What creature makes that sound? It is a creature that actually, I think it's in the middle of hunting season right now. What makes that sound?
It sounds like a turkey.
Well, strike one. That would be a... incorrect, but I'm going to give you three strikes.
Okay.
It's not a turkey. Good guess, though. It does kind of sound like one. But here's another sound that they make.
That's so not helpful.
Same creature, different sounds, but similar in a way. And I think it's hunting season right now, I believe.
Deer?
That was a dead giveaway.
Deer.
It's a deer.
Yeah.
Are you calling?
And I got confused because in my backyard I got both of them running around being a nuisance. So, but yeah.
I think that's pretty cool though. I always like people will send me pictures with deer in their yards and everything, and I miss that because like where I live there's deer, but not around my house. And I do actually like when you have wildlife that come in the backyard and all. So seeing turkeys and seeing deer, that's pretty awesome. What prize do you want to go with, Mark? We have the cat treats, the dog treats. We have books. One's pets, pets, pets. One's on dogs. We have the SCOE 10X, the odor eliminator. We also do have the charms, the silly beads by Kayla. There's all different types. We have the keychains, and we have the ink pens, and we have the... what's that, the card holder?
The dog treats. I got two dogs, so.
Okay.
Dog treats might be good.
From Good Pets Foods, we're going to send you the dog treats. They're treat supplements, the daily multivitamins, the hip and joint plus, and the daily probiotics. So we'll send those out to you for you to try those. So stay on the line. Don't hang up so that Sydney can get your address there in South Carolina. And happy Thanksgiving.
All right. Thank you very much.
You're welcome. Thank you. So we knew that. It was a deer. Mark was correct. I gave him the strike three that I do once in a while. But Leva got that right off the bat. So that was pretty good. Can't complain about that one. And she found something to go with that she's never won, which is Trace Nixon, the country singer out there. So, 818-818-6401 is the number. So, you know, do you do decorating, Maria, for Thanksgiving dinner? Like, do you put lights up or anything like that? Or is it...
Like, for Christmas time, you mean? Like,
well, I mean...
Or just decorating for the holiday? No, not really. Not for Thanksgiving.
My mom used to decorate for Thanksgiving, but my mom decorated all the time. But so you don't really have that many. I don't really know of a lot of people that decorate out there for Thanksgiving. It's like it's so sad because Thanksgiving seems to be that holiday where everybody eats turkey and falls asleep. But nobody puts out any kind of decorations or anything like that. Well, football, too. Yeah. But still, no decorations. So you don't have to worry as much about your pets getting into things that are mischievous like that way. But a lot of people do decorate the day after Thanksgiving for Christmas. Mm-hmm. And that's where you got to be careful of your pets getting into tinsel and so on and so forth. Or your dog peeing on your Christmas tree.
Or your cat climbing up it and it falling down while they're at the top of it or jumping on it. So
but, I gotta ask you a question on that one because you mentioned cats and everything with a tree.
Yeah.
So last year I saw it for the first time that this company created a cat Christmas tree. And what it is, it's a artificial Christmas tree that you put up within the Christmas tree are steps for your cat to climb the Christmas tree.
Genius.
Do you think it's a good idea, though?
I do, because...
Really?
Yeah, why not? First of all...
I mean, you spend all this time for your cat not to climb the Christmas tree. And then you're giving it the okay, going, oh, this year you can climb because there's steps in it.
No, I mean, not if you're that person where you're changing your mind all the time.
Oh, I'm that person.
Okay, well, you know what? Then you're not going to get that damn tree, but... If I had cats and, like, I wanted to put a tree up or whatever, I would so get that. Do they have special ornaments that go on it?
I actually think they did.
Here's the thing.
Like,
the
non-breakable.
The reason why I say that I would get it is because people have such high expectations and people are brats and babies, kind of like you were just now, saying, I want my tree. And I don't want my cat in it. Well, you know what? You have a cat, and it's probably going to climb in it, and then it's going to knock it over, and you're going to be angry. So get the tree with the steps so that your cat is set up for success. Exactly. That's John.
You know,
M-A-G.
But that's me, though. Like my cats have freedom of the house.
That's most people. But most people, John.
Well, I mean, I have three rescue cats, and they can go wherever they want in the house, but they're not allowed on tables or kitchen counters or anything like that, and they know, and I've trained them not to go to those places.
Right.
So I personally would not buy that tree because I wouldn't want my cats climbing up into it. And I know cats have knocked over trees.
No. Whatever.
Maybe,
what do you
maybe
think,
I'm
Bella?
A... Kayla,
what?
Break the ice here. Would you get that tree, a cat tree, or no?
No, probably not.
See? Well, she comes from the same DNA strand, so.
Whatever. She won't watch Sound of Music, so. Yeah. <That's true. laughs> Just kidding.
I don't know. I mean, people are thinking, would you get a cat tree if you had cats and let your cats climb up on it? What about if the cat pees on it when it goes up there?
If your cat pees on your tree, then it's a whole different situation. We're talking about. You have a tree, it's a cat, it's going to climb on your tree whether you like it or not, especially if you're not home.
And you better anchor that tree to the wall because...
Right, then you have to do all that. It's so much easier to turn it into an enrichment tree. And then, guess what? You can have a tree up all year round for every holiday. And your cat will be happy, and so will you.
Okay, Roseanne Barr.
And you can even... Ew. And you can even... celebrate and do turkey lights. So
all right, we'll be right back. We got to take a break. Dreaming of your next adventure? John Patch here, inviting you to join me, Talkin' Pets, and Colette for an unforgettable journey through Italy. featuring Lake Como, departing September 30th, 2026. Travel from the piazzas of Rome to Venice and Lake Como, where breathtaking landscapes and iconic sights await. From a historic winery and chef-led cooking class to the towering columns of St. Peter's Basilica. Experience the very best of Italy, all seamlessly planned and guided by the travel experts at Colette. With over 100 years of experience, Colette takes care of the details, so you can simply enjoy the journey. To learn more, call Colette at 800-581-8942. That's 800-581-8942, and refer to booking number 1382009. Your next great travel story starts here.
Today, there's some happy news. Earlier this month at Web Summit in Portugal, Visa doubled down on its commitment to digital creators, officially recognizing them as small businesses. The designation ensures creators can easily and securely pay and be paid with any of the financial tools, resources, and products Visa makes available to small businesses worldwide. With more than two-thirds of creators experiencing delays getting paid, Visa Direct is partnering with social media networks and marketplaces to help creators get payouts in real time to their debit card. Visa is also expanding its collaboration with Grammy-winning, Oscar-nominated artist Pharrell Williams, who's been a vocal advocate for empowering small businesses. These commitments build on Visa's support of the creator community, joining programs like Get Paid, Visa's social media series helping influencers turn their passions into profitable ventures. Visa hosted its first ever creator summit in Tokyo, where influencers connected with industry leaders and Visa experts to learn how to manage finances. For more on supporting creators of small businesses, visit Visa.com.
Do you love going on a cruise, or have you always dreamt on going on the cruise vacation of your life? With dozens of cruise companies, who do you call to find the right vacation and deal for you? Now you can make one phone call and shop all the best deals on every single cruise line in the world. You can't get that by calling one cruise line. We have them all, with experts that know the ins and outs of every cruise ship and can tell you the best cruise for your vacation needs. Our cruise packages start at $149. Plus, we offer free internet, free guest packages, and cash back deals. So now is your chance to book the cruise of your lifetime. Call the cruise hotline right now and shop every single cruise line in the world. Here's the number. 800-514-9170. 800-514-9170. 800-514-9170. That's 800-514-9170.
Savor the past and savor the glory days of Las Vegas. Enjoy 70 years of true Las Vegas history as four generations of family wait to greet you at the legendary Bootlegger Italian Bistro. Wine, dine, and experience Mama Maria's award-winning original recipes while surrounded by original family photos and celebrity memorabilia. Enjoy piano artistry nightly with music from the Great American Songbook in our main formal dining room. The Bootlegger Italian Bistro, 7700 Las Vegas Boulevard South, in the entertainment capital of the world. The Bootlegger Italian Bistro, open 7 days a week. 7700 Las Vegas Boulevard South, in the entertainment capital of the world. It's Vegas, baby.
Tired of diets that don't work? Ready for a change that really fits your life? Introducing our proven weight loss treatment designed by experts to help you shed pounds safely and keep them off for good. No gimmicks, no crash diets, just real results. Right now, Diet Slim Shot is offering an exclusive deal. Get 50% off your first month when you sign up today. Plus, enjoy a free consultation and a personalized plan tailored to your goals. Imagine feeling lighter, healthier, and more confident without the stress of fad diets. Don't wait. Spots are limited, and this offer won't last. Call now, 626-506-2033. Or visit DietSlimShot.com. Start your journey to a better you. You deserve this. Take the first step today. Call now, 626-506-2033, or go to DietSlimShot.com. That's DietSlimShot.com.
The Las Vegas City Council has approved a sweeping new ordinance that bans the sale of puppies, kittens, rabbits, guinea pigs, and even pot-bellied pigs in pet stores. The measure, which passed with a 5-2 vote, takes effect immediately for new pet shops and gives existing stores until November 2028 to fully comply. City leaders say the goal is to protect animals, reduce the flow of commercially bred pets into the community, and ease the strain on overcrowded shelters. Animal shelters across the region are facing a growing crisis. Intakes continue to rise while adoptions fall behind, pushing many facilities to the brink. When space runs out, even healthy animals are sometimes euthanized to make room for new arrivals. Overcrowding strains staff, resources, and the animals themselves. By limiting the sale of commercially bred pets, the city hopes to encourage families to adopt from shelters first, helping to save many animal lives. Spaying and neutering pets is another essential part of the solution. Unplanned litters remain one of the biggest contributors to overcrowded shelters nationwide. Ensuring that pets are fixed helps prevent accidental breeding, improves long-term animal health, and reduces the number of animals who end up without homes. The city's efforts to curb the irresponsible breeding extends beyond the pet store ban. Operation Positive Change, launched in 2024 by the Department of Public Safety, continues to target illegal dog breeding and unlicensed animal sales. From July through October 2025, undercover investigations led officers to controlled meetups in public parks. These operations resulted in 15 puppies being recovered and 37 citations being issued. One firearm was also seized during the enforcement period. Operation Positive Change showed measurable results in its first year. In 2024, officers issued 35 citations, made 2 arrests, seized 4 firearms, and rescued 16 puppies. The ongoing work highlights how illegal breeding fuels neglect and contributes to shelter overcrowding. By disrupting these operations, the city aims to protect animals and encourage ethical legal pathways to pet ownership. Las Vegas leaders hope that the combination of enforcement regulations and public awareness will shift the community toward more humane choices, with shelters in crisis and irresponsible breeding still a challenge. Adopting from shelters and supporting spay and neuter efforts is more important than ever. Adopt, don't shop. Visit TalkinPets.com for more news and join us on Facebook at Talkin' Pets Radio. I'm John Patch.
If I make a real difference, I got to bring shelter pet awareness. And don't stop, if I make the world better.
Think they'd make a hip song out of Adopt, Don't Shop. But I kind of like it.
It was okay.
It's not bad. Maria, did you like it?
I do like it.
I like it. And it's, it's a good premise, actually, to adopt, not shop. And pet stores need to adhere to that. So, Maria, did you hear that carnivore keepers at the Smithsonian's National Zoo and Conservation Biology Institute in Front Royal, Virginia, are celebrating a litter of 4 new cheetah cubs born to 5-year-old adult male, female, not to a male, to a female, that would be news, Ambala, October 17th and 18th, and the viewers can enjoy watching the cubs grow via the Cheetah Cub Cam. So,
interesting.
Yeah, so new cheetah pups. So that's kind of cool. And to celebrate them, we have the Cheetah Girls.
Let's get the hose with spots of cheetah. Let's have some Christmas fun.
So that's a cheetah, girls, but I don't think you want a cheetah cub in your house.
Actually, they're very cute.
You like the song?
They're cute, but not...
The song was okay, but I like cheetahs.
No, I know cheetahs.
Okay. I mean, they're cute.
I had a cheetah lick my hand once.
Have one.
No, you don't want one. No. No, exotics don't belong
like
in the
crazy
house.
Peoples.
Yes.
The
so,
crazy people in the world, yes.
With the holidays on us and everything like that, if you're thinking about an exotic for your family...
Don't buy a cheetah.
Yeah, get a stuffed one, like a stuffed animal.
I
mean, there are some exotics out there that people still get, like hedgehogs or, you know, guinea pigs or a snake. I mean, you know, those are in the line of pets, but you definitely don't want something like a lion or a tiger or a bear, or a cheetah cub. I mean, these animals are cute when they're young, but they grow up to be vicious.
They're not domestic animals, people. They're wild animals.
100%. And by the way, visit talkingpets.com, our website, because there's a lot of stories we didn't do today, which are some interesting stories that you might find fascinating, like the story on the cheetah cubs and the cheetah girls. More cheetah cubs than girls. But check it out. But if you are, you know, not if you are, when you are celebrating on Thursday, which is Thanksgiving Day, take in the line of your pets and just make sure, like Maria said, you know, keep them off to the side if they're anxious or if they don't know how to deal with people. But, you know, and like we both said, feed them their food at the same time that you're eating yours so they don't feel left out. And anything else, Maria, before we say goodbye?
Exercise them. And if they're really anxious, talk to your veterinarian before Wednesday night.
Good idea.
And happy holidays, and don't feed your dogs gravy.
Well, happy holidays to everybody. Happy Thanksgiving. Thanks for joining us here on our Thanksgiving show. Congratulations to the winners this show. And a big thank you to Sydney, our producer there at CRN. Love you, Sydney. Yay, happy Thanksgiving. Sydney. Happy Thanksgiving to everybody.
Happy
spay and neuter your
John.
Pets. Help control your the pet population. And love you, Maria.
Love,
love to
too.
You and Tammy. Have a great
Yay.
Thanksgiving.
You
congrats
too.
On the new
too,
puppy.
Kayla. Thank you.
Happy Thanksgiving.
Happy Thanksgiving, Kayla. Happy Thanksgiving, everybody.
Bye. I love you. Bye.
Enjoy your tofu turkey.
Yeah, baby. I
wanna see you out that door, baby. Bye, bye, bye.
Opinions expressed on Talkin' Pets are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other hosts or advertisers. The show is for entertainment purposes only and is not intended to treat, diagnose, and/or claim any cure of disease or condition based on advice or recommendations from the host, veterinarian, trainer, or pet product manufacturer, but rather suggests that the audience use this information to consult with their existing pet specialist.